Well, good Thursday afternoon. And this afternoon we're live from Chavis Spencer Gymnasium at Glenwood Springs High School. Another home game for the Glenwood Demons as tonight they take on the Battle Mountain Huskies. Girls coming up first, and then the boys will follow around 6:30 tonight. This girls game, a pivotal game in the Western Slope standings. Battle Mountain currently 4-0 in league play, 5-1 overall, and ranked 22nd in the RPI standings. 32 teams automatically qualify, go on to the state tournament. There are no districts or regionals, so it's very critical, these RPI standings. Battle Mountain 22nd with a 4-0 league record, 5-1 overall. They won their last four. Battle Mountain girls the doormat of the Western Slope, but tell you what, they've really turned the program around, and we'll talk about some of the key players for the Huskies later on. Rifle taking on Palisade. That's a big game, but Rifle 5-0 in league, 5-2 overall. Glenwood at 3-1 in league play after their thrilling overtime win over Palisade, 43-42 here on Tuesday night, where Maya Suarez able to knock down all 4 points for Glenwood as they outscored Palisade 4-3 in that overtime period to get the win, 43-42. Suarez getting a bucket and a foul shot. Couple of foul shots. Two wins in a row for Glenwood. Palisade at 3-2. Eagle Valley 1-5. Steamboat and Summit both 1-5 in league play. Looking at those RPI standings, I mentioned Battle Mountain, the highest ranked West Slope team at 5-1. They're 22nd in the RPI rankings. Rifles 29th. And right on the bubble there is Glenwood at 31st. So if they can continue their winning ways, tonight's a big game. They could probably climb in the RPI standings. The loss would certainly drop them. Pueblo County is 32nd. And then it's Thomas Jefferson or Central North Denver. Grand Junction Palisade at 37. The top-ranked team in RPI rankings in 4A is Falcon at 8-0. Windsor's number two, followed by George Washington, Green Mountain, the Classical Academy, Weld Central, Northridge, Grand Junction Central, Thornton, and then Holy Family round out the top ten. Rhonda Mosier, the head coach of the Lady Demons, at Battle Mountain tonight, and then Steamboat here at home tomorrow at 4:30, and then at Palisade next week. Jim Shepler, the head coach of the Battle Mountain Huskies, as I mentioned, 5-1 overall, 4-0 in league play. They defeated Grand Junction 38-29, lost to Grand Junction Central 68-31, then won four in a row, beating Eagle Valley soundly 56-14, Summit 49-17, Palisade 36-33, and Steamboat 45-34. We're going to rise for our national anthem. Well, I'll never tire of hearing that marvelous recording of the Glenwood Springs High School Choir singing our national anthem. Battle Mountain.
Thanks, sir.
Mentioned their victories and just the one loss to Grand Junction Central. Last year in 2020, they were 3-9 in league, 6-16 overall. In 2019, they took first place with a 10-2 league record, 15-9 overall. They swept Glenwood that year. 2018, 5-7 in league, 9-14 overall, fourth place in the West Slope. 2017, fifth place in the league, 5-7 in league, 12-10 overall. Last place in 2016, 15-14. So a nice turnaround for the Battle Mountain Huskies girls basketball program. And Gabriella Caballero, the leading scorer, I believe, in the Western Slope, but just under 18 points per game, is in the opening tip with Gracie Dietrich, and Dietrich wins it handily. It's Caballero, 5'7", Dietrich about 5'11". Maddie Mosier has the ball right wing, lobs it down to Gracie. Gracie one-on-one at the block, puts up a shot, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound knocked away by Matea Ennewald. But the ball is controlled by Battle Mountain, wearing all black with black numerals outlined in gold. So I'm going to keep my eyes peeled. Elizabeth Kaiser, one of the starters. In the near corner is Jade Harding. Gianna Carroll. Here's a shot from the right wing. A three-point attempt. No good. Didn't hit the iron. Just hit the glass. Dietrich with the rebound. Goes to Mosier. Mosier to Ella Johnson, who sets the play here. Just underway. Lob pass left wing to Kenzie Winder. Winder drives baseline. Oh, bounce it off for Tone out of bounds. She had an open lane. Number 25, Alden Pennington, the point. Right side of the wing to Gianna Carroll. Back to Pennington. Left wing, Kaiser thought about a three. And Ella Johnson is guarding Caballero. Three-point attempt at the top of the key. Doesn't go. Rebound battle for it between Caballero and Winder. And it's a jump ball. Possession will stay with Battle Mountain. Gabriella Caballero. She's been doing damage for a couple of years. She is not afraid to shoot that three. Shoots 67% from the field. Here's a three-pointer from the left wing. Elizabeth Kaiser from downtown. It's 3-0 Battle Mountain. 6:20 left in the first. Maddie Mosier, right wing to Kenzie Winder. Winder lob pass down to Johnson, kicks it out to Maddie, trying to answer that three. Yeah, off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Battle Mountain, pulled down by Caballero. Crossover dribble, between the leg dribble, but she can handle the ball. Dribbles into a double team, now kicks it out to Kaiser. Coming out to get it is Pennington near the circle. Right wing to Kaiser, back to Pennington, top of the key. Left wing to Carroll. Kaiser again for three. Right wing. That's an air ball, and that's out of bounds. No press for Battle Mountain to start things off. Mosier brings it up. Goes right wing to Ella Johnson. Johnson gets a pick from Ennewald, goes to Kenzie Winder. Winder left wing, Johnson top of the key. Three-pointer for Ella. Banked it, rolled off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Caballero, who's gotten position over Ennewald. Giving up a few inches. She's pretty bold. 3-0 Battle Mountain. Pennington dribbles top of the key. Goes to Kaiser, back to Pennington. Backs up, calls out a play, backs up near the circle. Glenwood in a 2-3 zone. Left wing to Carroll for three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped by Caballero, taken by Pennington. Left wing to Carroll. Lob passes knocked away, and I think Matea Ennewald got a hand on it. Goes into Gracie Dietrich. Here's Winder in the far corner. Lobs it to Johnson. Johnson dribbles a couple times. Crossover dribble. Finds a lane. Kicks it out to Gracie. Fakes the baseline. Almost traveled. Here's Kenzie Winder, right wing, two-pointer. Three-pointer. Excuse me. Kenzie with her toes just behind the line. ties the game with the bucket. Three all. Glenwood with the press. Pass up the court to Kaiser. And she fell down and out of bounds. Just lost her balance. 3-3 score, 4:18 left in the first quarter. Well, Johnson brings it up. Looking right, looking left, goes left to Winder on the wing. Winder gets a pick from Ennewald. Bounce pass to Maddie Mosier on the right wing. Down to Ennewald. Ennewald with a shot. Missed it, but she's fouled. Matea Ennewald to the line for two. And a 30-second timeout called by Battle Mountain. 3-3 score, 3:58 to go in the first quarter. And when we come back, Matea Ennewald will shoot some free throws on KMTS. Matea Ennewald at the line for Glenwood. Her first free throw is perfect. And Glenwood has the lead 4-3. Battle Mountain is shooting 24% from the three-point range. They put up a lot of shots, 116 shots. Ennewald's second free throw rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Kaiser as Dietrich went up for it and went to the floor. Jump ball, a shot to... who was it that shot that? Number 32, Augustine Hancock. And she got stuffed by Matea Ennewald. Jump ball goes to Glenwood. 4-3, Lady Demons. Pass to Kenzie Winder in the paint. Drive shoots blocked by Avery May. Check that. That was it was Caballero with the block. These numbers are really hard to pick out. Black uniforms. Kaiser, three-pointer, left wing, way off the mark. Goes right into the hands of Matea Ennewald. Pass up the court to Winder. Winder, bounce pass through the key, picked off. Next pass up the court, tipped by Dietrich, taken by Maddie Mosier. 4-3 Glenwood, 3:05 to go, first quarter. Ennewald, or rather Johnson with the drive. Johnson with a shot. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Dietrich. To Winder for three. Field it. Kenzie. Three-pointer. Two of them. Give it a 7-3 lead for Glenwood. Kenzie Winder got the range right now. 2:40 left in the first. Caballero has the ball. Triple drive with the left hand. In the paint. Scoop shot. Wild shot. Doesn't go. Rebound. Oh, Dietrich got the rebound. They're going to call a foul against Battle Mountain. As Dietrich was sandwiched by two defenders. Second foul called against Battle Mountain. That first foul is called against Jade Harding. And a little slow at the... there we go. That's Caballero called for the foul. Her first, second team foul. 7-3 Glenwood. Ella Johnson right top of the key. Goes to Maddie Mosier. Maddie with a drive. Maddie puts on the brakes. Goes to Ella Johnson left wing. Down to Gracie Dietrich with the baseline. Back to Ella Johnson, top of the key. Gracie gets the pass in the paint. Turnaround fadeaway. Won't get the shot, but she is fouled. Two shots for Gracie. Starting lineup for Glenwood. Maddie Mosier, Ella Johnson, Kenzie Winder, Gracie Dietrich, Matea Ennewald. And Gracie's first free throw is a swish. Makes it 8-3. A couple of subs for Glenwood. Maya Suarez and Pamela Rodriguez. Ennewald and Winder out for a breather. Gracie's next free throw off the back of the rim. No good. 8-3 Glenwood. 2 minutes to go in the first. Alden Pennington, three-pointer. Tried to bank it. Missed the rim altogether. Rebound on the floor. Ends up with Battle Mountain, three-pointer, bank shot attempted by Caballero. Doesn't go. Battle Mountain controls the rebound. There's another shot, a wild three-pointer by Carroll. Doesn't go. This time Rodriguez gets the rebound, cradles the ball, but she's tied up, and possession will go to Battle Mountain. Sophia Prieto in for Glenwood. Maddie Mosier out with a minute 43 to go, 8-3 Glenwood. Gabby Caballero inbounding at the baseline. Goes weak side to Carroll, overthrows it. The pickoff by Prieto, who just checked in. Ella Johnson brings it up. Stops top of the key, left side to Prieto. Lobs it down to Suarez. Lost control of the ball. And a 30-second timeout called by Battle Mountain. 8-3 Glenwood, a minute 28 to go in the first quarter. This is KMTS. 1:28 remaining in the first quarter. Glenwood leading Battle Mountain 8-3. Gabby Caballero, 33% shooter from three-point land, 18 of 54. Battle Mountain with the ball. Up the floor comes Pennington, left wing to Carroll. Back to Pennington, traveled. Yep, she took an extra step before she dished it off to Mia Bettis. Rodriguez will bring it up, lobs it left side to Ella Johnson. Back to Rodriguez, back to Johnson, top of the key, back to Rodriguez, right wing, three-pointer, rainbow. No gold at the end of the at rainbow, but a foul on the rebound attempt called against Sophia Prieto. Her first team foul. Glenwood in the zone press. Caballero stops. They don't have it across yet. Goes to Pennington. They get it up the court. And a pass knocked away. Good hands by Maya Suarez. Caballero near the at the near sideline, guarded there by Ella Johnson. 8-3 Glenwood. Under a minute to go in the first. Pass to Bettis. Left wing to Carroll. All alone for three. Left wing. Air ball. Boy, they're way off the mark. Bettis gets the rebound, though. There's another three-pointer. Top of the key. In and out, no good. That one attempted by Pennington. Rebound taken by Suarez. To Prieto, to Ella Johnson. 30 seconds left in the first. Pamela Rodriguez, left wing. Goes to Johnson in the far corner. Back to Rodriguez. Three-pointer from the left wing. Yes, ma'am! How about it? Pamela Rodriguez. And Glenwood living with the three. It's Battle Mountain's MO, but they've been way off the mark. 11-3 Glenwood, 10 seconds, 9, 7, 6, 5. Carroll again, three-pointer left wing, way off the mark, not even close. My goodness gracious. It's the gang that can't shoot straight right now. 7/10 of a second left. That score is going to hold. Our score after one, it's Glenwood, sharpshooting. Leading Battle Mountain 10-3 after one. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium as we go to the second quarter. The Glenwood Lady Demons leading Battle Mountain 11-3. Glenwood with three three-pointers in that first quarter. They shot four total, made four total in the win over Palisade Tuesday night. Battle Mountain so far this season have shot 116 three-pointers, made 28 of them for a 24% clip there, and apparently coach believes in them. They get hot, look out, this is a different ball game. But right now 11-3 Glenwood. Ella Johnson top of the key, right wing to Maddie Mosier, back to Ella, playing up high. Here's Kenzie Winder, lobs it down to Ennewald, kicks it out to Mosier to Johnson for three, top of the key. How about it? Are you kidding me? There's four threes and it's 14-3 Glenwood. My goodness gracious. Gabby Caballero, the three-point shooter, has only attempted one. It was a brick. Pass tipped by Johnson, taken back by Battle Mountain. Pennington has the top of the key, now goes to Caballero. Guarded there by Ella Johnson, keeping those arms up. Johnson gets around the pick. Caballero stops, goes to Bettis. Bettis hands it to Caballero, bounces it off her toe and out of bounds. Uncharacteristic mistake for the experienced senior. 14-3 Glenwood. Maddie Mosier. Right wing to Ella Johnson. Back to Maddie, top of the key. Back to Maddie. Maddie's the normal three-point shooter. She's yet to try one. Johnson picks it up. Goes to Ennewald, who sails one out of bounds. Intended for Kenzie Winder. Wald has her right wrist taped up. Pennington will walk it up casually, stops at the circle, goes left wing to Bettis. Bettis tempted to shoot the three, but Anawald in her face. Pennington, there's a pass. Oh, it tipped by, as she felt it before, she got it out to Caballero, who put up a shot and got the spin over Gracie Dietrich. That's Caballero's first basket. It's 14-5 Glenwood. Mosier, top of the key, puts up a three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Caballero. 5'7", she's getting position over Anawald. Crossover dribble, Caballero takes it, puts up a shot with the right hand, banks it in. Look out. If number 14 gets hot, it's a different ballgame. That cuts the Glenwood lead in half, 14-7. Johnson to Anawald, or to Mosier. Back to Johnson. Johnson gets a pick, stops, shoots a 10-footer. Rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Gianna Carroll for Battle Mountain. Hands it out to Caballero. Pass the far corner. 1-on-1. Nice drive, but the layup missed by Pennington. And we got a foul against Battle Mountain. Pennington called for the foul. Her first third team foul. 14-7, Glenwood, 5:40 to go in the half. Ella Johnson, the near corner to Kenzie Winder for three. In and out, no good. Had the range, but just spun out the rim. There's a pass tipped by Dietrich, but taken by Caballero. Goes between the legs, stops. Now left wing to Bettis. Bettis puts it with a three. That's barely touching the rim. The rebound, though, chased down by Battle Mountain as Carroll got it. Or rather, Pennington. Going to back it up near the circle, one-on-one with Maddie Mosier. Mosier gets around the pick. Picks up the dribble, goes to Gianna Carroll. Carroll almost lost her balance. Goes to Jade Harding. Harding to Caballero. Long bomb three-pointer off the mark. Rebound taken by Maddie Mosier. She races up the floor, right side. Pass up the court to Ella Johnson. Back to Maddie, right wing. Down to Dietrich. Turnaround jumper. Won't get the bounce. Suddenly there's a lid on it for Glenwood. 14-7 Glenwood. Caballero crossover dribble, gets past Johnson, now backs up, goes top of the key to Bettis. Bettis pass to Jade Harding, lost the ball, and a strip by Kenzie Winder. Winder taking it coast to coast, puts up the shot, missed it, no foul, a lot of contact, she drove her into the wall. Dietrich with the ball, lobs it out to Johnson for three, top of the key, you betcha! Ella Johnson with her second three. 17-7 Glenwood. 4:17 to go in the first half. Look at, oh, Kenzie Winder getting a little aggressive, jumping up and down like she was on springs in Pennington's face, and picks up the foul. And Kenzie's first, second team foul. Three subs in. Let's see, we got Carroll and Pennington out along with Harding. Some new faces for Battle Mountain, including Marley Lindner. Caballero, they double team her. Brianna Sorensen in the game. She's guarding. Oh, my goodness. Caballero's pass intended for Kaiser. Off her hands, out of bounds. Glenwood's forced quite a few turnovers. They lead by 10, 4 minutes to go in the half. Sorensen playing the point now for Glenwood. Lobs it to Maddie Mosier. Back to Sorensen, right wing. In the near corner to Gracie Dietrich. And Dietrich, splashdown! Her first bucket from 15 feet. Gracie makes it 19-7, Glenwood. Pass up the court. Dangerous pass taken by Bettis. Bettis goes to Caballero near the circle. Little jab step. Sorensen guarding her. Hancock sets a pick. Now gets away as she wanted to break down the hoop. Crossover dribble by Caballero. Three-pointer off the dribble. In and out, no good. Rebound taken by Gracie Dietrich. Double team. Cradles the ball. Hands it off to Maddie Mosier. M&M, top of the key, left wing to Sorensen, back to Maddie. Maddie for three, set shot. You betcha! Maddie Mosier, it's raining threes here at Chavez-Spencer Gymnasium. 22-7 Glenwood. 3:05 to go in the first half. Caballero, crossover dribble. And timeout called, a full timeout. Of course, Jim Shepler says, I've seen enough. 3 minutes left in the half, 22-7 Glenwood. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez-Spencer Gymnasium with the Glenwood Lady Demons have got the dead eye. I mean, they are knocking down threes like crazy. 6 3-pointers, 2 this quarter by Ella Johnson, 2 in the first quarter by Kenzie Winder. Pam Rodriguez knocked one down, and Maddie Mosier just hit one. Putting on quite the display. 22-7 Glenwood, 3 minutes left in the half, and after that last three, Coach Jim Chuffer called a full timeout. We'll see what adjustments they make. Bentley Kent will inbound, just checking in for Battle Mountain. Caballero is currently out of the lineup right now. Mia Bettis underhands it to Kent. One-on-one with Brianna Sorensen. Goes to Bettis, left wing. She's smothered there by Jocelyn Spires, who just checked in. Battle Mountain looking befuddled, even after that timeout. And a steal by Sorensen, taking it to the hoop. Lays it up. You betcha! Sorensen with a steal in the breakaway. 24-7 Glenwood. And the press almost forces a turnover. Bettis gets the ball across half court. And smothered there by Spires. Jocelyn says, yeah, I guess I did. Jocelyn Spires picks up the foul, her first third team foul. Mia Bettis, 5'10 junior inbounding. Guarded there by Jocelyn Spires. Goes back to Bentley Kent. Near the circle. Sorensen picks her up. Kaiser, who had a three in the first, now kicks to Kent. Kent in the paint, puts up a shot, partially blocked by Dietrich. Loose ball, chased down. It's off the shin, I believe, of Rodriguez, out of bounds. Yep, or Suarez. Bentley Kent, 5'2", lobs it into Bettis, right wing. Bettis to Kaiser. Hit that three early in the first quarter for Battle Mountain. No one to go to. She's running out of time. She's got to get rid of it. Yeah, she goes to Kent at the circles to come back and get it. And Sorensen guarding her closely. And a traveling call against Bentley Kent. Another turnover. That's 10 turnovers for Battle Mountain. 24-7 Glenwood. A minute 49 to go in the first half. And Spires inbounds to Brianna Sorensen. Brianna goes in the near quarter to Spires, lobs it top of the key to Mosier, to Sorensen. Sorensen quickly down to Suarez, who gets the bucket and the foul. Maya Suarez with the hoop and the harm. 26-7 and a chance for a three-point play. They haven't changed the scoreboard yet. And Suarez with the free throw. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Dietrich. Putback doesn't go. Spires gets it. Kicks it back out to Dietrich. Backs up for a 10-footer. Rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Spires. Spires to Suarez. Suarez with a 10-footer. Yes, ma'am! 28-7, a four-point swing on that possession. Minute 15 left. Lob pass up the court to Bettis. Bettis to Caballero, back in the game. Knew she wasn't going to stay out long. One-on-one with Sorensen, giving her a little space. And Caballero gets around the pick. Now it gets picked up, and she hands it off to Pennington. It backs up near the circle, under a minute to go in the half. Pennington with a drive. Goes out to Bettis, right wing. Top of the key to Linder. Linder looking indecisive, goes to Caballero, comes out to get it, left wing, 43 seconds. Caballero in the near corner to Pennington. Guarded there by Spires, who gets picked. It's Pennington with a drive, and a shot put up by Pennington. I think she was fouled by Gracie Dietrich. Her first, fourth team foul. And that sends Alden Pennington, 5'6 senior, to the line, averaging 7.2 points per game. Her first free throw is off the back of the rim. Just a remarkable first half for Glenwood. Carroll out, and Jade Harding is in for her. Pennington's second free throw is off the back of the rim. Won't get the bounce. Rebound, Gracie Dietrich. Her fifth rebound. Hands it off to Maddie Mosier. Bounce pass to Sorensen. Sorensen kicks it off to Suarez. Baseline jumper, 15 for a splashdown! Suarez, how about it? 6 points for Maya. 30-7. Wild pass up the court, chased down by Pennington, left wing. Here's a drive. Tough shot put up by Carroll, blocked by Dietrich. Loose ball. Cam's around the floor, chased down by Suarez, can't catch up to it. 1.7 seconds left. The defense, the offense, I mean a complete first half for Glenwood. Almost flawless. Caballero inbounds it. And a 30-foot shot put up by Pennington has no chance, and that is the end of the first half. Dominant first half for Glenwood. They lead 30-7. This is KMTS. Welcome back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, where the Glenwood Demons off to a torrid start. I mean, incredible. They lead Battle Mountain 30-7. Battle Mountain, the 22nd ranked team in RPI. And Glenwood at 31. So this is a critical West Slope game. And Glenwood just playing with confidence, getting rebounds, getting open looks, playing great defense, and really shutting down the Battle Mountain Husky offense. It was 10-3 Glenwood after the third quarter. After the first quarter, Elizabeth Kaiser, the only bucket for Battle Mountain, a three. And then in the first quarter, it was Kenzie Winder knocking down a couple of threes. Pam Rodriguez with a three. Gracie Dietrich, one of two from the free throw line. Matea Edelwald, one of two from the line for 10 points in the first quarter. And then 20 points scored by Glenwood in the second quarter to just two for Battle Mountain. Gabby Caballero, the leading scorer in the West Slope, at just under 18 points per game. Two baskets. She was 0 for 1 from three-point land. In fact, Battle Mountain 1 for 9, I believe, from beyond the arc. Meanwhile, Glenwood, who was, they were 4 out of 10 in the overtime win over Palisade, made six three-pointers in the first half. Three in the first quarter, three in the second quarter, one by Maddie Mosier, two from Ella Johnson, and Maya Suarez coming off the bench, getting 6 points the old-fashioned way. Got a bucket and a foul shot, missed the free throw, then got back-to-back buckets. One on the while they were down at that end, as Glenwood controlled the rebound, got it into Maya, and Maya knocked down the basket. 6 points in that second quarter. Gracie Dietrich hit a bucket, and Brianna Sorensen, playing good D, also got a basket. And it is 30-7 Glenwood. Just an amazing first half. If they can keep up the pressure, keep up the intensity, they can come away with a very important win. As Glenwood is 3-1 in league, 3-3 overall. Battle Mountain, as I mentioned, 4-0 and 5-1. Rifle, not sure what happened. If they're playing Palisade now, if they beat Palisade, they would be 6-0 in the Western Slope. Battle Mountain, as I mentioned, 24% from beyond the arc. As a team, they shoot 42% from the field. And free throw shooting, 60%. But they have found an answer defensively for Gabriela Caballero. And so far just held to 4 points. The boys' game will come up after this, after the clean and sanitize, and then we'll be back here tomorrow for Steamboat Springs. Girls at 4:30, boys will follow after that. Well, as we mentioned on KMTS, Jack Jabor, my longtime broadcast partner, part of the KMTS family for 22 years, covering high school sports. Jack's influence, his impact, and inspiration is generational and stretches far beyond the borders of our valley. Whether he's teaching, singing, playing his guitar, worshiping in church, writing songs, keeping stats, describing an amazing player, watching his beloved Dodgers, along with me, Jack Jabor has always had a zest for life. given a lot of himself to this community, and now it's our turn to give something back. Jack is home recovering from a severe bout with COVID-19 that included a 50-day stay in the hospital at Valley View, and the medical expenses are considerable. If you'd like to help out with any amount, a special account has been set up at Alpine Bank, any Alpine Bank. Contributions can be made at any branch in the state under the Jack Jabbour Medical Expense Fund. And there are other ways to contribute. You can give me a second here. There's a Facebook link. Jack's Oxy Fund, because he's on oxygen, and that's on Facebook. And there's a GoFundMe fund as well. And again, trying to raise money to keep up with the medical expenses, which are significant. And again, also at Alpine Bank, any branch of Alpine Bank, with the Jack Jabbour Medical Expense Fund. On behalf of Jack and Linda Jabbour and his KMTS family, we thank you very much. 30-7, Glenwood Lady Demons over Battle Mountain. Second half coming up just a moment. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium as we get ready for the second half. Glenwood Lady Demons, the commanding 30-7 lead over Battle Mountain. But that can disappear fast, especially if a couple of players like Gabby Caballero and Elizabeth Kaiser get hot. Well, yesterday, the unfortunate duty. One of my wife, my daughter, had to put our 15-year-old Beagle down. He was just fading fast. Couldn't eat. He was having bladder trouble, and it was time to say goodbye. And that was tough. He was a good dog. So I'm thankful for things like this, getting to do basketball games to take my mind off of sad things. Here's a drive by Bettis. Bettis with a shot blocked. I think Ennewald got a piece of that. Ball taken by Kenzie Winder to Dietrich up the court to Ennewald. Ennewald one-on-one now waits for her teammates. Underhands it and a bad pass picked off. Trying to get it to Ella Johnson. Stolen by Bettis. Here's Pennington with the ball at the circle. Picked up by Mosier. Had thought about a three ball, knocked away from behind by Kenzie Winder, who's just a tiger tonight. She's really getting after it, playing good D. Pennington has it at the circle. Mosier gets picked, and Mosier comes from behind, grabs the ball, and forces a jump ball. Possession goes to Glenwood. Just keep up the defensive pressure and maintain that big lead. Mosier to Ella Johnson. Johnson almost traveled. Mosier back to Johnson at the circle. Mosier left wing. Sets up for a long three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Ennewald. Ennewald to Johnson for three. Right wing, doesn't go. Ennewald chases it down in the corner. Can't catch up to it out of bounds. 30-7 Glenwood. Played a minute and change here in the third quarter. Pennington brings it up. Caballero now has the ball at the circle. Dribble drive left side. Gets a pick. Stops. Wanted to shoot a three. They close in on her. Here's a three-pointer from the corner. Shot by... Oh, what number is that? That was Pennington. Didn't go. Rebound. Pass of the court to Kenzie Winder, who is hammered, and a foul. Two shots for Kenzie. As Mosier got that ball at the court to Kenzie after the rebound. And zipped one about 50 feet. Winder to the hoop, and then she was fouled by Caballero, her second first team foul. And Kenzie's first free throw. Gets the friendly bounce. It rolled around slowly, lazily, and then plopped in. Kenzie with 7 points. The left-hander. Her second free throw is in and out, back in. Almost an identical free throw. 32-7 Glenwood. 6:25 to go in the third. Pass up the court to Bettis. In the corner, trapped there. She needs some help. Now she lobs it to Sophie Russell. Russell underhands it back to Bettis, right wing. Now to Pennington at the circle. Pennington gets a pick. Pennington stops top of the key to Bettis. Bettis is 5'11", one-on-one with Mosier. Bettis picks it up, almost traveled. Sophie Russell underhands it to Caballero. Caballero from the free throw line with the left hand. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Tip by Dietrich. Taken back by Battle Mountain. Here's a shot. That's a brick. Put it by Pennington. Rebound taken by Bettis. She's double-teamed. Here's a steal at the block by Maddie Mosier. Mosier up the court. Diagonal pass to Winder. Winder with a shot. Missed the shot. Rebound controlled by Battle Mountain. Pulled down by Sophie Russell. 32-7 Glenwood. Caballero. Little skip step. Underhands it to Bettis, top of the key. Winder picks her up. Gianna Carroll drives, shoots, blocked by either Dietrich or Ennewald. It is Ennewald picking up her first team foul. And two shots for Gianna Carroll. Carroll averaging, she's a 60% free throw shooter. Hits the first one. 32-8, Glenwood. Carroll's second free throw is good. 32-9. Battle Mountain still in single digits here in the third quarter. Maddie Mosier against the press. Goes up to Ella Johnson. Back to Maddie. They get it across. Up the court to Kenzie Winder, left wing. Kenzie to Ella. Top of the key, or to Mosier rather, goes to Ella, right wing. Johnson near corner to Winder. Winder, three-pointer from the corner, barely got, didn't touch the rim, just scraped the net. Came up short, kind of flat-footed on that shot. 32-9 Glenwood. Caballero, crossover dribble. Picked up there by Ennewald, hook pass through the key, thrown out of bounds, intended for Alden Pennington. That's a play they practiced, but that time it didn't work. Winder inbounds, goes to Ennewald. Ennewald to Gracie Dietrich, who lays it up, and you betcha, Gracie Dietrich with a graceful move. Looked like a ballerina. Just Gracie was graceful. 34-9, first field goal for Glenwood in this half. Lob pass against, boy, a lot of defensive pressure. Here's Caballero, all alone for three, left wing. Bullseye, look out. And she knew it, she was feeling it. 34-12. Glenwood. Mosier against the press goes to Winder up the court to Dietrich. Dietrich break into the hoop. Dietrich to Ennewald. Bad pass. Ennewald picks it up. Drive shoots. No foul. Ball out of bounds. Battle Mountain. 34-12. Glenwood. And Ennewald comes out. Replaced by Maya Suarez, who was so good in that second quarter with 6 points. Bettis out. Elizabeth Kaiser in for Battle Mountain. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 34-12, Glenwood. Drive, ball knocked away. Picked up by Pennington. Now, top of the key to Kaiser. Backs up near the circle. Annie Richardson's going to check in for Glenwood. Kaiser gets a pass off to Caballero, right wing. Gets a pick and offensive foul. A moving screen called against Sophie Russell. And a 30-second timeout. 3:36 to go here in the third quarter. That foul called against Russell. Second team foul. This is KMTS. Back to Chavez Spencer Gymnasium. 3 minutes, 36 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Glenwood leading Battle Mountain 34-12. Team that's battling with the rifle for first place in the West Slope, but find themselves way behind a surprisingly good Glenwood team tonight. Maddie Mosier inbounding. Goes into Ella Johnson. Battle Mountain with the press. Johnson back to Mosier. Cross goes up to Johnson. Johnson hooks it up to Richardson, Prieto to Suarez. Suarez to Mosier for three. Left wing sets the shot and bang! Maddie Mosier from downtown. 37-12, Glenwood. 3:15 left in the third. Here's a knock, steal, knocked away by Suarez, taken by Prieto, passing the key to Johnson, lays it up and in! 39-12, Glenwood. Caballero to Pennington, back to Caballero. Back to Pennington, they get it across the timeline. Right wing to Sophie Russell for three. Swish. They call it a two. Sophie Russell with a bucket from about 18 feet. Mosier up the court to Ella Johnson. Johnson, cross-court diagonal pass to Suarez. Back to Maddie Mosier. No trouble with the press. 39-14, Glenwood. Mosier top of the key. Right wing to Ella Johnson. Johnson for three. She feeling it? Not that time. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Elizabeth Kaiser for Battle Mountain. Caballero has it. Just 1-3 this afternoon. Lobs it to Pennington. Left wing. Stop. Shoots a three. Off the dribble. Bang. Barely moved the net. In rhythm. Pass up the court to Suarez. To Richardson. Lays it up. Missed the layup. Rebound off the hands of Suarez. Taken by Prieto. Prieto dribbles a couple times. Goes out to Johnson. Left wing. Johnson for three. All alone. Off the rim. No good. Rebound controlled by Battle Mountain. Taken by Caballero. 39-17. Glenwood. A minute 45 to go. Here in the third. There's a pass to Kaiser. In the far corner, top of the key to Gianna Carroll. Drive, shoots, got it. Over Richards. Richardson. Gianna Carroll with a basket. 39-19. Pass up the court to Suarez. Suarez up to Richardson. Kicks it out to Mosier, top of the key. Between the key and the circle, goes right wing to Ella Johnson. Back to Maddie, top of the key. Left wing to Prieto. Prieto for three. Got it! Rattled it in! Sophia Prieto! It is just raining threes. 42-19, Glenwood. Under a minute to go in the third. Caballero, smothered there by Ella Johnson, gets around the pick. Caballero, a little hook pass in the corner to Pennington for three. Bang! Nope, call it a two. Toes are on the line. Pennington with a two. 43-21. What a quarter. 42 seconds left here in the third. Prieto to Mosier, to Johnson. High post, left side, holding the ball. Dribbles a couple times, stops, goes to Suarez for a two-pointer. You betcha, Maya Suarez. My goodness, 44-21. 22 seconds. Caballero to Pennington. Back to Caballero. 15 seconds. Bounce pass picked off by Prieto. Hands it off to Maddie Mosier. 12 seconds. 10. Johnson, left wing. Cross-court pass to Prieto, all alone, on the line. In and out, back in! Two-pointer! Incredible third quarter, 46-21 Glenwood. This is KMTS. We go to the fourth quarter, and Glenwood continues the sharp shooting. They scored 16 points in that third quarter to 14 for Battle Mountain. Alabama finally starting to find some offense, but Glenwood had an answer. Maddie Mosier with another three. Sophia Prieto with a three coming off the bench. He's got 5 points in that quarter. Gracie Dietrich with a bucket. Kenzie Weiner with a couple of free throws. Just an all-around great performance. Another 8 minutes to go. Glenwood keeps it up. They can come out of here with a win. A very important win as Gabriela Caballero inbounds it to Pennington. Pennington gets a pick, dribbles around left side, goes left wing to Mia Bettis. Hands it out to Caballero, top of the key. Backs up for a way downtown three-pointer, and that's an air ball. She stepped back. That was about a 23-footer. Kenzie Weiner up the court to Gracie Dietrich. Brings it up. Gracie racing through. Nice bounce pass to Anna Walder, couldn't handle the pass. Kicks it out to Sorensen. Sorensen backs up, now dribbles top of the key. Rodriguez to Sorensen. Sorensen near corner to Kenzie Winder. Winder back to Sorensen. Sorensen lobs it over to Rodriguez. Down to Dietrich. Dietrich hands it off to Winder. Fakes the three. Drives, now kicks it out to Rodriguez. Three-pointer, rainbow. Won't get the bounce. Nope. At that time, Bettis with the rebound. Oh, she stepped out of bounds. She came down with a rebound, and her heel was on the baseline. 46-21 Glenwood. Winder calling out a play under the Glenwood basket. Winder will go into Sorensen. Three-pointer from the corner. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Battle Mountain. Pulled down by Jade Harding. Hands it off to Caballero. Crossover dribble, between the leg dribble, gets a pick, stops, shoots a three at the left wing. Bang. Boy, when she gets in rhythm, she is deadly. Just her second three of the night. 46-24, Glenwood. Sorensen gets bumped at the baseline. She stepped out of bounds. Well, turnover, and Battle Mountain gets the ball under their basket. Glenwood hasn't had many turnovers tonight. Caballero into Harding. In the corner, guarded there by Ennewald. Drive by Bettis. Bettis traveled, got away with it. Harding has a left wing. Caballero back it up. Turn around, fade away. Brick, no good. Rebound taken by Gracie Dietrich. Dietrich with seven rebounds. Hands it off to Rodriguez to Kenzie Winder. Winder left wing. Rodriguez right wing to Sorensen. Sorensen lob pass down to Dietrich. Turnaround jumper off balance. Won't get the bounce. Got bumped there. Should have been called. Should have had a foul called against her, but no good. Caballero, three-pointer. Off the back of the rim, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Winder. Battle Mountain ball. Mosier and Johnson back in. Rodriguez and Winder out. Gabriela Caballero inbounding at the baseline. Goes into Harding. Harding to Pennington. Pennington, crossover dribble. Oh, she double dribbled. Pass to Bettis. Lost the ball, got it back. Did the stretch, the splits there. Now on the floor, battling for it. And a jump ball call. Good job by Sorensen to get a hand on it. And Bettis, slow to get up. She almost pulled some. Well, that was an awkward fall for her. She's coming off just to get checked out. Glenwood ball. Mosier inbounds to Ella Johnson. No need to rush here. 5:50 to go. Leading 46-24. Johnson, top of the key. Near corner to Sorensen. Down to Ennewald. Kicks it out to Mosier. Backs up on the right wing. Mosier in the corner to Sorensen. Trying to go down to Dietrich. Just went off her hands out of bounds. A point blank pass. Just bounced off her wrist. Just two fouls for Battle Mountain. One for Glenwood. Pretty clean game. Ennewald checks out. And Joslyn Spires in for her. 46-24 Glenwood. Caballero brings it up. 5'7 senior. Drives. Draws a foul. She's not bashful about trying to split the double team. Foul called against Spires, her second. Each team with two. Oh, shooting foul? Well, she was driving to the basket. 46-24 Glenwood. Caballero at the line for two shots. First free throw is good. Caballero, a 61% free throw shooter. Her second one is off the rim, no good. Rebound off the hands of Dietrich. Take it, though, by Maddie Mosier. Mosier to Johnson. Johnson uncontested at the circle. Stops. Right wing, still dribbling. Flips it over to Maddie Mosier. Top of the key, back to Johnson, right wing. Johnson with a drive. Jumper from the baseline. You betcha. Ella Johnson. 10 points for Ella. 48-25. Glenwood. 5 minutes to go in the game. Caballero crossover dribble. Johnson gets around the pick. Guarding her closely. Caballero. Awkward shot from the baseline. Gets the bounce. That girl plays a lot of basketball. 48-27. Glenwood. Mosier up the court. to Sorensen. Sorensen dribbles through the key. Stops, backhand pass to Mosier. Mosier lobs it to Sorensen, right wing. Goes in the corner to Johnson. Johnson waving the ball around, and she's smothered there, and a foul's going to be called.
Number five, right here.
Against number five, Emily Davis-Provoste. Nope. Was it a foul? No, timeout. Oh, no, they did call a foul against Provoste. And a timeout. 48-27 Glenwood, 4:36 to go in the ballgame. This is KMTS. .436 remaining in the ballgame. Glenwood leading Battle Mountain 48-27. Chance to move up in the RPI rankings significantly. Battle Mountain at 22, Glenwood at 31. Johnson inbounding in the near, far corner. Pass. Karam, not the hand of Provoste. Taken back by Johnson in the paint. Now goes top of the key to Spires. Spires double teamed. Kick out pass to Johnson for three in the near corner. Yes, ma'am! Ella Johnson, how about it, young lady? Go out and get you some. 51-27, Glenwood. Lob pass. Trying to go down to Bentley. Can't break into the hoop, and that's thrown out of bounds. Battle Mountain approaching 20 turnovers for the game. Spires against the press, goes to Johnson, up the court to Sorensen. Sorensen wide open to Dietrich. In the paint, double team, puts him shot. Oh, missed it, but she's fouled. Didn't quite get the spin on the rim, but she got hacked. And Gracie to the line for two shots. Gracie with 5 points. But she contributes, when she's not scoring, she contributes in so many ways. And there's a free throw. She's scored now in every quarter. 6 points for Gracie. Prieto in for Ella Johnson. 3:59 to go in the game. 52-27 Glenwood. Gracie's next free throw is off the rim. No good. Rebound off the hands of Spires. Taken by Sorensen. Jump ball called. Possession goes to Battle Mountain. Gabriela Caballero averaging just under 18 points per game. She has 13 so far. .227 Glenwood. Bentley Kent handling the ball. Dribbles around Prieto. Shot put up, blocked by Dietrich, but a foul. Yeah, got her on the wrist. She knows it. Gracie going for the denial there. Picks up her second foul. Third team foul. And Bentley Kent, 5'2 junior at the line. 6 seniors on this Battle Mountain squad. We got a timeout on the floor. And we'll take a timeout as well. 3:49 left in the game. 52-27 Glenwood. This is KMTS. 52-27 Glenwood leading Battle Mountain. 3:49 to go in the ballgame. Bentley Kent at the line for two shots. And the Husky junior misses the first free throw off the back of the rim. First trip to the line. Kent's second attempt is no good. Rebound taken by Richardson, and she got knocked to the floor. They're going to call a foul. As a collision took place in midair, Augustine Hancock called for the foul. Her second. Fifth team foul. Spires into Sorensen. Sorensen dribbles around the defender, gets it across the timeline. Sorensen taking it coast to coast. She'll put up a wild shot. Missed the shot off the rim. No good. Rebound on the floor. And who comes up with it? Jump ball is called. But possession goes to Battle Mountain. .527, 3:35 to go in the game. Kent brings it up, met there by Sorensen, gets around the pick, stays with her. They hand it off to Kaiser. Hancock with the drive. Oh, a foul is called against Andy Richardson. And Richardson picks up her first. Fourth team foul. Kent inbounding. Goes in to Kaiser, back to Kent. Hancock for three. We're way downtown. Air ball. Glenwood ball. Out of bounds at the baseline. Battle Mountain continues with the press. Glenwood has had no trouble with it as Rodriguez brings it up by herself. Now lobs it cross court to Sorensen. Coming up at the 3-minute mark. Sorensen lobs it back to Rodriguez. Rodriguez in the near corner to Prieto. Back to Rodriguez, left wing. Over to Sorensen. Sorensen over to Spires for three. How about it? Joslyn Spires getting in on the three-point act. Her first bucket, 55-27 Glenwood. 2:44 to go. Hancock one-on-one with Richardson. Forces up a shot and got it to go. Hancock with the bucket, 55-29, Battle Mountain, or Glenwood, 2:27 to go. Spires has it. Spires brings it up right side, gets it across the line, kicks it over to Richardson. Shot from the free throw line and banks it in. Banker's hours for Annie Richardson, her first basket. Everybody has scored. Yep. 57-29. Bentley Kent gets cut off. Dribbles back around top of the key. Still dribbling. Nowhere to go. Still dribbling. And Sorensen staying right with her. And a 10-second violation. A 5-second violation. Got to get rid of the ball. Got to make a play. Great defense by Sorensen. Good lateral footwork. Staying right with her. And she comes out for a breather. Spires will inbound to Rodriguez. Under 2 minutes to go. And this one's on ice. What a game by Glenwood. Spires has it. Top of the key. Right wing to Rodriguez. Far corner to Suarez for three. That's an air ball. Overshot it. The rebound, the loose ball taken by Spires. Knocked out of bounds by Emily Davis-Provoste. Glenwood ball out of bounds at the baseline. Spires inbounding. And she'll go into Prieto. Prieto for three. All alone. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Kent. Kent, top of the key. Traveling. And Glenwood has scored double digits in every quarter. First time that's happened this season. Minute 28 to go. 57-29 Glenwood. Spires. Dribbles right side. Goes to Prieto in the far corner. Pass intended for Suarez, picked off by Hancock. Yeah, that's offensive foul. Yeah, I should say so. Augustine Hancock just leveled Spires. I mean, hammered her through an elbow. Her third foul. And Rodriguez will inbound, a minute 16 left in the game. Lob pass to Prieto, top of the key. Back to Rodriguez. Spires for three in the near corner. Rainbow, you betcha. Pot of gold at the end of that one. How about it? My goodness. 60-29 Glenwood. Have to count up the number of threes. Under a minute to go. Drive by Provoste. Gets cut off at the baseline. A steal by Richardson. Took it away, forced a jump ball, and possession goes to Glenwood. Well, I wish we had time between games to interview Coach Mosier, but unfortunately we've got to do a quick wrap-up and then get out of the gym while they sanitize things. Rodriguez hands it off to Prieto. Half-court to Richardson. Straddling the half-court line. Goes to Rodriguez. Almost traveled. Backs it up. Left side of the wing to Spires. Spires is a call for traveling. As Provoste playing aggressive defense. 28 seconds left. Bentley Kent lost control of the ball. Lost it. No, last touch by Glenwood. Bentley Kent inbounding. Goes into Hancock. J. Jump shot from 10, won't go. Ball, loose ball taken by Richardson. And traveling call against Richardson is Hancock near grill. 13 seconds left. Come on, get up, get up. Family catch. Nice entry pass, but the shot missed by Kaiser. And a jump ball called. Possession stays with Battle Mountain.
Hey, you guys, quick on those trees.
8 seconds left. Kent into Hancock. Backs up. Baseline jumper from 15. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Pamela Rodriguez. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Ball game. And what a ball game it was. Glenwood 60. Battle Mountain 29. Back with the totals after this on KMTS. Welcome back to Chavis Spencer Gymnasium as we wrap things up here after the girls' game. What a performance by the Lady Demons. By far their best game of the season as they go above 500 overall, 4-3, but more importantly 4-1 in league play to tie Battle Mountain. That drops Battle Mountain to 4-1 and 5-2 overall. And Glenwood Lady Demons will definitely climb in the RPI rankings from the 31st spot. They should go up a couple of notches. Battle Mountain will probably drop. 60-29, the final score. Glenwood, double figures in every quarter. 10, 20, 16, and 14. Battle Mountain, 3 in the first quarter, 4 in the second quarter, 14 in the third, 8 in the fourth quarter. To hold a high-scoring team like Battle Mountain to single digits in 3 of the 4 quarters is remarkable. Gabby Caballero with 13 points, well below her 17.8-point average. 2 points scored by Sophie Russell, 4 from Gianna Carroll, 5 scored by Alden Pennington. Elizabeth Kaiser with a 3. That was a 3-pointer way back in the first quarter. Incredible performance by Glenwood. 60-29. 13 points scored by Ella Johnson. Remarkable night for her. 11 3-pointers for Glenwood on the night. 11 they made. I'm not sure of the percentage, but it was incredible. 8 apiece scored by Maya Suarez and Kenzie Winder. Winder, again, a solid game defensively, offensively. Sophia Prieto with 5 points. Gracie Dietrich with 6. She scored in every quarter. Had some big rebounds and steals, a couple of blocks. Brianna Sorensen with a basket. And Annie Richardson with a basket. Everyone played just great ball. Everyone contributed. And a great all-round win for Glenwood. They go to 4-1 in league play, 4-3 overall. Battle Mountain drops to 4-1 and 5-2. 60-29 to final. Glenwood over Battle Mountain. The boys' game coming up in just a little while right here on KMTS.